When snooker legend Steve Davis turned up for the World Championships at Sheffield's Crucible every year, we knew he liked to sneak off when he got the chance in search of vinyl. He loves his records, and not just the ones he sets on the green bays, ba-boom. But how many of you knew that six times World Snooker Champion Steve was a DJ? And not the wedding variety kind, playing soul and Motown, but one into left field and experimental music. Boring, Steve Davis? Not at all, he sounds like a party animal. Yes, he's hung up his snooker cue, but he's picked up his head cans and he's spinning the wheels this year back in Sheffield for Tramlines, the UK's largest and most musically diverse inner city festival with its four outdoor stages and 17 venues. It'll take place from Friday to Sunday, July 22 to 24. My name's Graham Walker, and to tell us all about it, my special phone guest today is a great man himself. So, your break, Steve. Tell us what you're up to at Tramlines.
My radio show that I do on a local community radio station was picked up by the Block Weekend lads, and they invited myself and my co-pilot, Carlos Tarabi, who's a musician, to go and play live down at the Block Weekend down in Butlins in Minehead. And we had such a good time of it, we decided perhaps it might be fun to do others. I wouldn't say the phone hasn't stopped ringing, but a few, because of the BBC iPlayer piece that was on television and recently, it's got quite a bit of interest, so we're doing a few more live outings. And it's not exactly techno, as some people have explained it, but it's certainly left field, as you quite rightly say. And I think it probably fits in quite nicely with the diversity, once again, as you say, of Tramline. So I think we're playing in the Millennium Gallery, which is quite an experimental place, and looking forward to it.
And when you say you started, how long have you been doing this, Steve? How long have you been DJing?
I've been doing the radio show, just a small radio show for about 10 years now on a local community radio station. And it's been sort of, it's been a sort of backwater, really. Not a big station at all, but you can listen to it online. And we've got a sort of slowly built up a following of people that like weird and wonderful music. So the brief of the show really is to get people to listen to music they may never have known existed, and it crosses into, from the likes of, say, Frank Zappa and Captain Beefheart and some of the early clever prog stuff, like Gentle Giant and things like that, through to sort of the electronic stuff, which is now sort of like cutting edge in its own way.
So, I mean, is there going to be more of this to come? This is not just a one-off at Tramlines, is it?
No, we're doing a few others. We've got about 10 or 12 festivals and DJing slots lined up during the summer months. And not that it's a career, but it's good fun, It sort of extends our sort of DJing radio presenting brief. And then a bit like, I would say the same as Stuart McConey, who does fixed music in the Freak Zone. And occasionally Stuart will come and do some DJing in a local place where they're like-minded people. I would say it's probably the same sort of setup. But we are sort of playing stuff that is like foot-tapping stuff. It's not left-field, it's not strokey beard stuff, and it's certainly not avant-garde enough that you would wonder what on earth what was going on. It's the stuff we play live is listenable to, and also, arguably danceable to as well.
Well, I must admit, I was really surprised when I found out what type of music you're playing in your DJ set. For some reason, and I mean this in a good way, I had you down as a kind of a brilliant wedding DJ for everything from The Temptations' My Girl to Beyoncé's singles, A Single Lady's Put a Ring on It. But have you done weddings? Do you play that kind of stuff?
No, but I mean, I do like soul music and had a big passion for soul music back in the 80s and a bit of the 90s. But I went back to my roots, really, of listening to alternative and left field stuff, and that's what I listened to when I was at school. So that's really my sort of passion is sort of like, not to say complicated, but stuff that's not your average stuff, so to speak. But soul music in its own right is fantastic, and I certainly wouldn't decry any type of soul music. But I'm not particularly bothered about pop music. It doesn't do a lot for me, even though I understand its place.
It sounds like you have a wild time, though. So come on, let's put that old spitting image, boring Steve Davis, to rest. Are you a party animal?
Not at all. No.
Wait, you must have some late nights doing the DJing, surely.
We've only done a couple, but most of the times, I think we did our Block Weekend at 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock, there's obviously, the facility to play late at night, but it's not really about the partying, it's about the music. So music can be heard at any time during the day, and that's the tramline sort of festival for you. It's not going on into, it's not about staying up late, it's about actually listening to the music.
Well, do you know what? You love your vinyl, and I'll ask you about that. But I just wondered, do you DJ from a hard drive, CDs, or is it vinyl?
No, we play CDs and vinyl. We haven't got any. We haven't got any USB sticks or a hard drive, and so there's no mixing going on. There's no beat matching. It's just one track after the other of what we consider to be excellent artists. And if there's any crossover between the two, they could clash violently. It's just that we're not skillful in that department, so we're not real techno DJs whatsoever.
just explain some of the artists that you play, that you feature, the kind of music you play.
There's perhaps a few electronic artists, possibly might play some Alteca and perhaps some Aphex Twin, but then it could easily be a Captain Beefheart track and a Microcosmos track and All Points North and East and West of all of those types of artists. But it's really a case of being open-minded, I think. So, there's so much genre pigeonholing that, unfortunately, you tend to sort of try and stay within your barriers. The problem with that is you miss out on some other great music. So what we try to do is to play a cross-section of stuff that appeals to anybody who actually likes decent music. And so it doesn't really matter what genre it's in, as long as it's decent.
Yeah, you know what? In terms of Sheffield as well, it's almost like a second home to you, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I reckon I've probably lived about a year and a half of my life in Sheffield. So that part of it is nice to come back to Tramline, to Sheffield to do something different to playing in the snooker event. So it'd be great to play at Tramline. And when they asked me, I thought, I've got to do it just for the fun of it, because at least I know how to get to the venue.
Have you been to Tramlines before?
No, I have not, so I'm looking forward to it, so it should be good fun.
Well, there's some great names on there. I mean, there's like you say, it's diverse. I mean, there's Dizzy Rascal, Catfish and the Baffle
Man. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
George Clint, The Enemy, Dandy Warhols, it goes on and on.
Lovely.
We've even got Sheffield's own Radio 1 presenter and another fellow DJ, Toddler T, who's going to be playing. Are you going to try and stay for any of the stuff? Are you going to try and catch any of that this time?
Yeah, I'm going to hopefully come up for a few days. I think there's a couple of artists I want to see. I think I'm going to be keeping an eye out for those and hopefully having a good time. So let's hope it goes well. And anybody that comes along hopefully won't be disappointed.
I'm sure they won't be. And do you know what? I've just got to remind people. You must get sick of this, but just for the record again, I'm just going to remind everyone about that greatest snooker match of all time, the Dennis Taylor final, when it went down to the last ball. And watched by an audience of, I think, about 18.5 million people. It's still a record, I think, on certainly BBC Two viewing. What might compare with winning snooker's world title in terms of DJing? What would you like to achieve? What would you like to do?
I don't really know. I mean, I don't think it's really the same gig at all. I mean, DJing is just in a room with the people that are in there, and it's the experience of doing it either live or in the radio. But people aren't tuned into television like they would be, the same way. So you're not doing it to a bigger stage. It's more of an intimate thing than that. So I don't think there is an equivalent. It's more about places where you sort of get build up a rapport. So it'd be nice to go back to places. That's the more fun of it. But anywhere we're open to the offers. It's quite funny. We're just enjoying ourselves.
Brilliant. I've just got to finish up. I've just got to ask you about this. Obviously, you're almost an honorary Sheffielder, and I've got to say that we were told that the Sheffield Crucible is going to remain the home of world snooker now for at least another decade till 2027. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that's marvellous news. I mean, it was always going to happen, but it just needed saying and official, making official. But you don't throw away history lightly. And to throw away the chance of having the snooker at the Crucible for like 10 years would be madness, really, in the same way as throwing away Wimbledon. So I think it's only right it stays there. It's a wonderful venue, and the history is so strong that long may it stay there for more than 10 years. But it's a good deal to do it for 10 years, and BBC are committed for a number of years. Eurosport will come on board. It won't go away from the Crucible as long as BBC are interested in the game. So fantastic news.
And you've put the snooker queue down in one sense, but are you still playing every day?
No, I don't play. I just play a few exhibitions, but I don't play now. So it gives me more chance to listen to some music.
Steve, it's been an absolute pleasure as always. And just to remind folks, you're going to be performing at Tramline Sheffield's huge Inner City Music Festival, July 22 to 24th. Full details on all our websites. Can't wait to see and hear you there. Steve, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.